From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. The 2025 Juried Biennial Exhibition of Regional Artists, held every 2 years at Roanoke College, launches again this Friday night with a reception at Roanoke College in the Olin Hall Galleries. Artists come from within a 200-mile radius of Roanoke College, working in many forms of fine art media. Talia Logan is the Olin Hall Gallery Director.
We are branching out to a 200-mile radius. We do have people from Charlottesville and people you generally wouldn't see in this area. You will see some people who are local. You know, out of 456 submissions, the juror brought it down to 66, and it's a little of everything.
The Free Admission Juried Biennial Exhibition will be open until March 16th. Speaking of art, the Roanoke-Blacksburg Regional Airport and the Taubman Museum of Art will unveil a signature art installation this week, a partnership that will bring 20 works of art to the airport terminal. It's the Lunar New Year, the year of the snake in some Asian cultures. Local colors and Roanoke Valley sister cities are partnering again at the Taubman Museum of Art this Saturday to present the 14th annual Lunar New Year celebration from noon until 2 p.m. Dragon dances, martial arts performances, singing, and more. Lisa Spencer is the executive director for Local Colors.
That are all fabric of Asian cultures that are celebrating Lunar New Year.
Blue Ridge PBS has been hosting local and regional artists once a month for Meet the Artist receptions this Thursday at Blue Ridge PBS on McNeil Drive behind Virginia Western Community College from 4 to 7 p.m. The second season of Artistic Encounters launches with Southwest Virginia photographer Pippi Miller. Susanna Corey is Director of Development for Blue Ridge PBS.
Come in and meet the artists and see their works and be able to talk about it with them. We also feature live musicians as well, from strings to pianists. That's a nice component.
The Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine holds its Spring Art Show, an opening reception next Tuesday, February 4th at 5:30. Threads of Nature, featuring three artists who have created quilts for this exhibit. Light refreshments will be served. The Heather Pearson Trio at the Spot on Kirk this Saturday. Mountain Walrus at Five Points Music Sanctuary on Saturday. A youth production of the stage play The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the C.S. Lewis classic set in the enchanted land of Narnia, opens next weekend, February 7th through the 9th, at Attic Productions in Fincastle. All the cast members are 17 or younger, says director Mandy Mashing.
55 amazing casts in the play, and there's going to be some dancing, some singing, some puppetry, and we also have some live sound effects, which our youth created, came up with themselves, and they'll be performing those as well. And it's just an amazing story. It's very adventurous. There's a big battle scene in there.
The second weekend for The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe at Attic is February 14th through the 16th. Direct from Broadway at the Berglund Performing Arts Center this Friday, Come From Away, a true story of airline passengers temporarily grounded in Canada after the 9/11 hijackings and the attack on the U.S. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
I am Pedro Salai. I am the Artistic Director of Southwest Virginia Valley. Thank you for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment to sponsor the Culture Calendar. This is our 34th season in our Virginia's Blue Ridge. Thank you for your continued support. And we are very thankful for all of you to continue to support the arts.